I'm Lance Carter, and you're listening to the Daily Actor Interview Podcast. Wilfred's executive producer David Zuckerman and director Randall Einhorn, the guys behind the look and feel of the show, were at this year's Comic-Con, where they were clearly happy about the success of the FX comedy. David talked about the casting of Elijah Wood and Fiona Gubelman, and how not doing table reads leads them to not second-guessing themselves. Randall, a former director of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, discusses how he breaks down the scripts and how he came on board the series. And if you didn't know, David is casting director Dory Zuckerman's brother. I really do appreciate it when you support the advertisers. Every little tiny click does help. And now, here's David and Randall.
Can you talk about the choice to do more of a focus on Ryan's character versus in the Australian version, it's more of the triangle focus? So
yeah, I think for the longevity of the show, I really like the Australian show. Obviously, I thought it was great, or I wouldn't have wanted to take on the project. But I was a little concerned that, you know, there's to do more than, say, 16 episodes, it was important to open up the world a little bit more and not focus so much more on a love triangle. And then specifically about the Ryan character, one of the things that really struck me when I was watching the original was that moment where the Adam character meets Wilfred for the first time. And I was really sort of experiencing the same discomfort and dis-ease, if you will, of that character, because really only two things were possible. Either the girl is crazy or he was. And that, to me, was the entry point into the show. I thought, like, what would it be like to put the audience in a character's position? And then I thought, what sort of person would need a Wilfred or would start seeing Wilfred as Wilfred? And the character sort of developed out of that. I really think of the show as a buddy comedy, but it may be just between a guy and his id. But I think for the longevity of the show, we'll get into the romantic triangle eventually. But one of the reasons to give Jenna a boyfriend was to prolong that a little bit.
How does it feel knowing that you have that creative freedom to, like, get in and really play and get your hands dirty and they're going to support you?
It's so unbelievably liberating and exciting. Working with FX has been a dream come true. Every writer should get that opportunity sometime in their career. They've been so enthusiastic and supportive. They never tried to change it. All of the input that they gave me, you know, many times when a network gives you notes or input, you're like, oh, God. But when, you know, like 98% of the notes that I got from FX, I was like, oh, my God, that just makes it better, you know. And they're very smart, and they totally got the show and embraced it, and it's wonderful. It's really, really great. I've never experienced anything like it.
Yeah. You have a great lineup of guest stars this first season. What was it, the concept, or was it what drew some of those guest stars in?
Dwight was a big get for us. I think it was a combination of it was sort of an unusual show. I think we had a lot of buzz. I think the fact that we had Elijah Wood let people know that, you know, maybe this wasn't a show that could be. I mean, you have a show with a guy in a dog suit. My first reaction was, oh, I don't think so, until I saw it. We had great casting directors. My sister, Dory Zuckerman, and Lorna Johnson.
Are your sister's Dory?
Yeah.
I know her, yeah.
You know Dory?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's been my sister forever. and they, you know, they put the word out there, and we got Dwight, we got Mary Steenburgen, we got a couple of surprise people that we didn't announce in the press material, because they're sort of in interesting roles that we didn't want to tip off. So we got some terrific. Ed Helms signed on our third episode. Some of that was through relationships. He had worked with our director Randall Einhorn on The Office, and we said, hey, you want to play a dog molester? And he was like, great. And I think once Ed signed on, that also sent a message out to the community that, you know, we might be cool to guest star on. Yeah.
So how is it, you know, you get these things done and paper, like when they actually bring it to life, like, what is that process like for you? How rewarding is it?
You mean to see the scripts actually come to life?
Yeah.
It's incredible. You know, most of my career has been in live action. In animation. And I haven't really had this experience, that much experience in watching something actually take shape. You know, the way the crew sort of made something from nothing. You know, they took the words on the page, and the actors were tremendous. And we also did this on such a rushed, compressed schedule. We never got to do a table read, so I never actually got to hear the scripts before we actually started assembling them in the editing room. We shot them out of sequence, and sometimes, you know, weeks apart from scene to scene. So it's really a testament to the actors and to our directors, Randall and Victor Nelly, that made the scenes feel like they actually were shot, you know, contiguous. It was really rewarding. It was really exciting. And you know, you on page, sometimes you think, well, maybe this will work, maybe this won't. It was just extraordinary to see it come together.
Do you think it helped actually not having people read as far as, because a lot of the show feels very spontaneous, very real, and very kind of in the moment. Do you think that helped actually that nothing was too rehearsed?
No, I don't know. I mean, there wouldn't have been time for rehearsal. I think it helped in the sense that it didn't allow for any second guessing.
Right.
You know, it really was the script. We did the scripts the way we thought they should work. And sometimes after a table read, a lot, you know, people will second guess. We did table reads for the first six episodes because we did them all in one day, and they just went so extraordinarily well. But then after that point, there just wasn't time. But I think that and there was very little improvisation. I know that it kind of looks like there was, but it was everything was very, very tightly scripted and adhered to very closely because the scripts were written in such a way that a lot of plot points were interwoven, and if you pulled one thread, it could have dire consequences down the line. So once the scripts were locked, you know, we made changes on the set when something wasn't quite working or when we were anticipating that we would need a cut, a time cut. So, but otherwise, it really was carefully scripted and carefully adhered to, and we didn't have to second guess ourselves, which is something that you end up doing a lot when you do table reads.
Right.
You know, somebody reads a line wrong and then suddenly, oh, the story doesn't work, and it's like, oh, no, they just read the line wrong.
Yeah.
In the moment, somebody just, you know, made a mistake or was up or didn't get it. So it was nice to not do that, actually.
Now, when you're writing the character of Wilfred, you're not only writing for a canine, you're also writing for an Australian. Do you write an Australian phraseology?
Well, you know, we were very fortunate, you know, to have Jason in the writer's room. Jason was a writer on the show and wrote two of the first drafts himself and contributed to every script. And I asked him anytime he could use Australian slang to throw it in, because I don't know the Australian slang. And I think it really, you know, and also he's been writing and playing this character for 10 years. So he has a pretty clear idea of what Wilfred would say, what Wilfred would do. So I always defer to him on that. And one of the things that we try to do is maybe lighten his character up a little bit, make him a little more playful and a little more fun than in the Australian. There was this air of menace about him that I think would have made it hard for American audiences to warm up to him. Jason is Wilfred, and Wilfred is Jason. We couldn't have done this without Jason, without his input in the writer's room.
Casting Fiona and Elijah, how long did that take?
Seems like forever. We read a lot of actors, really good actors, and you know, everybody was sort of divided. There was a lot of opinions, and people were sort of divided. And then I got word that Elijah might be interested. He had read the script and liked it, and I thought, I thought someone was putting me on, you know. I mean, he's got a feature career. He works whenever he wants. But I met with him, and he really, you know, sparked to the character. He had great ideas. He liked my ideas. And then, you know, we heard him read it, and it was a different way than I had envisioned the character. I had envisioned him to be a little more, maybe a little more New York energy. But what Elijah brought to the character was he brought this vulnerability. And that's what I think makes the show work, is you really care about this guy. And you really, you know, you really want the best for him, and you understand what he wants. He's extraordinary. And he and Jason together, first time they read together, it was like, the chemistry, you could feel it. It was amazing.
Talk about when you first got the scripts, what you thought.
Holy shit.
Right?
And the first one, you know,
I
first time I read it, I did. The second time I had to.
Right.
Like, yeah.
Because I kept thinking, I'm all like, you've got to be stoned as hell to like that, to direct these in a way that makes sense.
A lot of it. You got to have that the ability to think that way, yeah, for sure. I mean, the first one I saw was the pilot only.
Right.
And so when I saw that, I thought that was just something completely different, like nothing I've ever read before. And it's really refreshing to see stuff that is so new and like nothing else. I mean, there's so much of the same gag on TV,
yeah,
that, you know, there's a lot of great stuff, but just seeing something is so like nothing else. It's pretty inspiring.
How did they did you know people associated with the show before, or how does...
You know, I didn't. I knew FX. You know, I'd done a bunch of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. I did 2 seasons of that. So I had them, recommending me for it. And then I met the rest of the... I met the rest of the producers and David Zuckerman, the creator, and I basically had to convince him I could do it.
Oh, yeah.
My first pilot.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
So, and it was it's kind of a challenging pilot to take on, because I think the margin for error is enormous, and the margin for success, right? I mean, it could have really messed it up.
Now, you said you directed It's Always Sunny.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how do you compare the two? Because it's a totally different It's
Completely.
Always Sunny and Wilfred. You know, totally.
Yeah.
How did you come from that to Wilfred? It's totally different.
I think Wilfred, was... Sonny's like it's this freight train that's moving, you know? And you gotta eke out the comedy and punctuate it because the guys are on their way, you know? And it's really cool, and I really love doing it. I love that show, I love those guys. But Wilfred is like, okay, I need to read this script 10 times.
Yeah, okay.
20 times.
Okay.
You know, probably 3 times done to get it. To be able to figure out what it is,
right?
You know, and Sonny is a little bit more straightforward storytelling. There's not the alternate reality going on there.
It's more you have to play.
Yeah, how do you break out? You break out the beats on a show like Wolfram. I mean, you have to break
it. Yeah, it's funny because like the beats, they write. The writer writes some, screen direction, and he writes something like, "And the war begins," and it's an eighth of a line, but it takes you, a day to shoot it. So Wilfred was really, really dense storytelling. There's a episode coming up, episode 11, with Dwight Yoakam in it, and there's one scene that takes... It's this montage, and it just took so long to shoot it. But it's a quarter of a page, So the studio studio looks at the quarter of a page. They go, "Oh, okay, you're doing 5 1/4 pages today. What's wrong?"
Right.
Well, 1/4 of that page is going to be 100 shots to be able to tell the story.
Right.
Whereas, Sonny's a lot more straightforward.
Right.
Thanks, guys, and thank you for listening. Keep coming back to Daily Actor for more great interviews, news from film, TV, and theater, and so much more. Thank you so much for supporting the advertisers. I'm Lance, and I'll talk to you soon.